My masters and friends and good people, draw near and look to your purses, for that I do say. And though little money in them you do bear, it cost more to get than to lose in a day. You oft have been told, but the young and the old, and bidden beware of the cutpurse so bold. Then if you take heed not, free me from the curse, who both give you warning for and the cutpurse. Youth, thou hast better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. It hath been upbraided to men of my trade that oftentimes we are the cause of this crime. Alack, and for pity, why should it be said as if they regarded or places or time? Examples have been, or some that were seen, of Westminster Hall, ye the bleeders between. Then why should the judges be free from this curse more than my poor self is for cutting the purse? Youth, thou hast better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. At Worcester 'tis known well, and even in the jail, a knight of good worship did there show his face. Against the foul sinners in zeal for to rail, and so lost ipso facto his purse in the place. Nay, once from the seat of judgment so great, a judge there did lose a fair purse of velvet. O Lord, for thy mercy, how wicked or worse are those that so venture their necks for a purse. Youth, thou hadst better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. At plays and at sermons and at the sessions, 'tis daily their practice such booty to make. Ye under the gallows at executions, they stick not the stereabouts purses to take. Nay, one without grace at a better place, at court and in Christmas before the king's face. Alack, then for pity must I bear the curse that only belonged to the cunning cutpurse. Youth, thou hadst better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. But O, you vile nation of cut purses all, relent and repent and amend and be sound. You know that you ought not by honest men's fall advance your own fortunes to die above ground. And though you go gay in silks as you may, it is not the highway to heaven as they say. Repent, then repent you for better or worse, and kiss not the gallows for cutting a purse. Youth, thou hast better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. The players do tell you in Bartholomew Fair what secret consumptions and rascals you are. For one of their actors, it seems, had the fate by some of your trade to be fleeced of late. Then fall to your prayers, you that are waylayers. They're fit to choose all the world that can cheat players, for he hath the art, and no man the worse, whose cunning can pilfer the pilferer's purse. Youth, thou hast better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. The plain country man that comes staring to London, if once you come near him, he quickly is undone. For when he amazedly gazeth about, one treads on his toes and the other pulls stout, then in a strange place where he knows no face, his money's gone, 'tis a pitiful case. The devil of hell in his trade is not worse than gilder and diver and cutter of purse. Youth, thou hast better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. The poor servant maid wears her purse in her placket, a place of quick feeling, and yet you can take it. Nor is she aware that you have done the feat until she is going to pay for her meat. Then she cries and rages amongst her baggages, and swears at one thrust she hath lost all her wages. For she is engaged her own to disperse, to make good the breach of the cruel cut purse. Youth, thou hast better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. Your eyes and your fingers are nimble of growth, but done many times he hath been nimbler than both. Yet you are deceived by many a slut, but the hangman is only the cut purse's cut. It makes you to vex, but he bridles your necks. And then at the last, what becomes of your tricks? But when you should pray, you begin for to curse the hand that first showed you to slosh at a purse. Youth, thou hast better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. But now to my hearers this counsel I give, and pray, friends, remember it as long as you live. Bring out no more cash in purse, pocket, or wallet than one single penny to pay for the ballot. For cut purse doth shroud himself in a cloud. There's many a purse hath been lost in a crowd. For he's the most rogue that doth crowd up and curses, who first cries, "My masters, beware of your purses." O youth, thou hast better been starved by thy nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse.